All right, welcome back to Jerry Richardson Indoor Stadium. The Terriers put one on North Carolina A&T, 78-64. And, Tom, we are joined by the birthday boy, Jackson Sibbles. I'm glad you knew it was his birthday, because if I had known, we would have bought him something, right, like a cake or something. Instead, he'll have to take the victory as a present. But congratulations, making some new memories in a new uniform. How's it feel?
Glad we won, man. I think it was a great team effort, and we played well as a team, so that's all you can ask for.
You had some good looks today and knocked them down. End up with your Wofford high of 13, not your career high yet. 5 of 6, 3 of from the floor, 3 of 4 behind the arc. Were you just feeling it early on?
Yeah, once I saw the first one go through, it kind of boosted my confidence, and I was just kind of letting the game come to me at that point. So, yes, sir.
Take us through the other play defensively. The block shot goes off of the player. When you have great defensive plays, does that inspire you on the offensive end as well?
For sure, for sure. I think, like Coach harps on us all the time, it starts in the defensive end of the floor. So that's what I'm really trying to do to help the team out right now.
I was just going to say that because, obviously, a lot of coaches are like this. You probably learned it already. The coaches dole out playing time very often based on how you're playing defensively. And yes, I noticed at Drake that you really amped up some of your defense against a very good offensive team there. And we were wondering if that was going to translate into more playing time and more opportunity. It did. And I think that's a message, I guess, maybe, Jackson, to all the new guys is – when you do that, and as he gets a high five from the assistant coaches that come over, you can probably hear it over the microphone. I mean, you do that, and then it frees you up to do so much more.
For sure, for sure. I just echo what you said. Like you said in the Drake game, the coaches told me before the game when I was going to come in, I was going to guard their best player. So that's what I was focused on. And like you said, again tonight, I knew that's where it would start, and I just tried my best to help the team out.
Where's this team right now, chemistry and rooting for each other and just everything that goes with making a good team?
Yeah, we're doing great, man. We off the floor, we're together 24/7. We love each other, and obviously we have a new team, a young team. So, obviously we're going to go through some growing pains, but, man, we love each other. We're working every day to try to put another banner in the rafters.
And for fans who may be kind of hearing you for the first time, there's a little bit of a backstory. You were looking at Wofford coming out of high school.
Yes,
obviously,
sir.
Murray State close to home and family connections there, too. When you decided to make the decision to go into the portal, was Wofford right at the top of the list, or did you have other things that you were going through that you were sifting through before making the final decision to come?
Oh, yeah. Once I went enter the portal and Coach McCauley hit me up, I knew it was over. I really, really, really liked Wofford coming out of high school. And like you said, some other things drew me to Murray. But I'm just grateful he gave me the opportunity to come play for a great program and try to, like I said before, put another banner in the rafters.
Great game today. Appreciate you coming over. And
yes, sir.
Happy
Thank
birthday.
You. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right, Jackson.